It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Tuesday, April 30th. I am Josh Engelman, and I'm here to break down a three-game NBA slate for you guys. We've got Philly and New York at 7. We've got Orlando and Cleveland at 8. We've got Indy and Milwaukee at 9:30. So we've got another nice three-game slate. Yesterday actually went pretty well for me. I had a lineup finish 24th, I believe. I obviously had a ton of BAM. That worked out well. Ended up up, so I'll take what I can get. I was hoping I can get the pieces together. I had the highest scoring Larry Nance lineup, which is pretty frustrating for me. If you haven't done it yet, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Give a shout out to Sleeper, the presenting sponsor of this show. It's fun stuff, man. That Lakers game was awesome. It was really fun to watch Jamal Murray do some work. We won our prize picks card yesterday, snuck in over the line, or technically under the line. Herb Jones won it on the number. It was good times, man. It was good times. Yeah, I'm very happy with everything that I did yesterday. Can't ask for anything better. Now we're here. Breaking down Game 5 Philly-New York, Game 5 Orlando-Cleveland, Game 5 Indy and Milwaukee. So what's up, chat? How'd it go for you guys yesterday? Whew. Man, that's a tight one, Stephen Leibowitz. I live bet Denver in the first half at -1.5. That worked out. Chris, nice. Chop second. That'll work. Gene won 2K. Love it. Seems like we had a good day. I hope you guys join me on the BAM Hill, man. He was fantastic. Lakers did run out of gas in the fourth. That elevation is no joke, especially when you use your final timeout and can't take one to try and save some of your legs. But what are you going to do? Let's see. Is ownership up yet? No. Okay. We'll chill. We got a lot to talk about. We could hop right in. So I'm still waiting on some of the data, so I haven't run any sims, but we could start talking a little bit about Philly and New York first. Then once the data hits, I'll run my sims. But for now, here's where we stand. Philadelphia. Here are the lines for today's game. Sixers, 4-point dogs. Orlando, 4.5-point dogs. Indy, 4-point favorites. So every line is basically the same. Sixers, 4-point underdogs in New York, 203 total. LeBum is not the GOAT. Yeah, sure. Whatever you got to tell yourself. Whatever you got to tell yourself. It's always the best, you know? Shocked that LeBron couldn't get it done beating the number one seed. At 39 years old. Really shocking. Really shocking. Sad. It's a shame that he couldn't have been like Michael Jordan was when he was 39, playing the final season of his career and completely missing the playoffs. Yeah, that would have been a lot better. Do I think LeBron comes back to the Lakers? There's no telling. No, I don't have a feel for it. All right, Philly. They don't look good, and I don't think anybody's going to be surprised by that. Pricing's starting to stabilize. Rotations are starting to stabilize. Philly is 25th in pace. They are ultra slow. The Knicks, even slower. This is a slog of a game. It leans defense. There's a reason you see a 203 total here. They're almost equal to Orlando and Cleveland, and the defenses, or the offenses, excuse me, for Philly and New York are way better than they are for Orlando and Cleveland. So let's talk Philly, and we'll start at the top with Joel Embiid. I went 41 minutes here for Embiid, 10,900 center only. I don't have him ranking very well. I don't anticipate him being a guy I get to a lot. I really don't expect to get to a lot of Philly in general. Wizards were doing good with MJ until he got hurt. Just for the record, because that's a really wild statement. Michael Jordan played 82 games in that season. Just in case you're curious, there are 82 games in the season. So, you know, didn't ever miss. Also didn't help them. Anyway, Embiid, I think he doesn't look all that interesting. I think the best plays are something in the Oubre, Batum, Tobias Harris trio. And when I say best, I don't mean best in a good way. I'm not doing this Jordan thing because the lack of knowledge here is shocking. Shocking. Man, Philly's gross. They're really, really unappealing. All right, ownership just hit. Let me grab ownership now and we'll see. I'm not expecting to see much, if any, ownership coming into this Philadelphia 76ers team. It would really, really surprise me. Let's grab FanDuel and DraftKings ownership. Then I'll grab the boom bus tool. And now we have everything we're looking for. Wow. Okay. Way more ownership than I was expecting here for Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris. Maybe that's a minutes thing. Where do we have them? We have Oubre 37. We have Harris 34. I have 37 and 34. Okay. Okay. 24% ownership to Oubre, 20 to Harris, 10 to Embiid, around 10 to Batum and Maxey. I am not anticipating a lot of ownership coming from me personally in this situation for Philadelphia. So I'm going to generate my first contest on the NBA side using our Sims tool. It'll take me a couple minutes to get this all drawn out. But chat, what do you guys think? Do you like anything from Philly today? Oh, God. You know some of these stupid chat takes are dumb if David Porter's like, LeBron's not the reason the Lakers lost. Embiid 70 burger. Okay. Oubre, Maxey. All right. Maybe Oubre, but that's it. Embiid 50 real points. Yeah, that would surprise me. Embiid and Maxey. Believers in Philly today, I guess. Didn't see that one coming at all. All right, let's get my first contest stuff exported. Let's simulate some lineups. Yeah, the Garden is going to be insane tonight. They're going to be up That's for sure. I'm excited to watch these games, or at least the beginning of this one. I'm going to be in the car for a lot of it, unfortunately, but I got to drive to Virginia after I get off a playback tonight. But we'll have some fun. We'll hang out. Then I'm just going to ride and hope that I win a GPP while I'm in the car. All right, let's see. Who's the most obnoxious fan base in basketball? I don't know, probably like anybody that follows my YouTube chat. All right, first sim is running, so that's good. Man, I cannot believe that ownership on Oubre and Harris. I'm hoping it doesn't show up for me like that. I don't want to see it in any way. I don't want Philly. I mean, I expect the Knicks to end Philly tonight, so I don't really want to get to the Philadelphia 76ers. You know, you can't be going, like, value plays. I don't know how you could feel comfortable about going to Payne or Melton. You're clearly not going to Reed. I think the only value option you could really get here is Nick Batum. All right, first sim is just about done. So once that's done, I can run another, and then we're going to be good to go. I'm just going to hop over and start talking a little bit about the New York Knicks while the rest of this happens. So Knicks are the four-point favorites. This is where we're getting a lot of ownership, and this is where I agree with it, although it's in different spots. 40% to Ananobi, 40% to Jalen Brunson, 35% to Josh Hart, 15% to Hartenstein, 10% to Miles McBride. I like Brunson the most of anybody here. I think Ananobi's going to be close. I will unsurprisingly be lighter on Josh Hart than most people. I did give Josh Hart 44 minutes, so I'm doing as much as I can here with Hart. But I am going to be looking at him a little bit differently. All right, first sim complete. Let's run my next one. But I think Brunson looks awesome. I went 43 minutes. Philly is obviously having trouble keeping him in check. You know he's going to be looking for his shot. He is 9,500. I don't mind. I have him as the second best play today. Even at 40% ownership, I expect to get Brunson. We'll see if that actually happens. We have Ananobi 40% optimal, 40% owned. We have Brunson a little over-owned at 33% optimal, but still 33% optimal. We have Josh Hart 30% optimal as well. So lots of optimal rate coming into the Knicks side, much better than it is on the 76ers end. We also have 15% optimal to Isaiah Hartenstein and another 10 to McBride. Now we are waiting on news for Mitchell Robinson. He's questionable again today. We are not going to have Bojan Bogdanović. I don't know if that means that they squeeze out some minutes for Precious or Alec Burks, but I did give them. I would recommend not listening to the radio for sports takes. Because no, Patrick Ewing is a better Nick than Jalen Brunson. That's a ridiculous take. Really, really like Brunson. I'm going to be way over on Miles McBride if he's 11% owned. We've seen in these situations when Boyan's not around that they tend to play Hart more at the four and maybe give a couple extra minutes to McBride, and they haven't really been married to DiVincenzo so far. I think the Ananobi ownership is very reasonable given his position and price. I have both my sims done, so we're about halfway to where we want to be. I could run my script now and see what sort of lineups we're really looking at. Give me 1 second. All right, sim one.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And Sim 2. Yeah, Brunson's on fire right now, man. You can't ask for much more out of him. But yeah, I mean, it's Ewing by a mile. Yeah, OG basically stopped leaving the floor, and the more interesting thing, guarded Joel Embiid, which is nuts to think about. Oh no, I didn't mean to do that. Cancel. I might have froze all my stuff. Oh, okay. Whew. Yep, I did. You can see it. Froze all my stuff. I knew it was going to happen. The moment I clicked refresh, I remembered that I should not have clicked refresh. So let's hop back into these broken workbooks quickly. Whoopsie daisy. The moment I clicked it, I knew what I did wrong. I built something out yesterday, but I did it in a pretty sloppy way. And it made it so I have to rebuild it later today. And I forgot about that until this particular moment. So let me get my new lineups built, and now we can talk about my exposures. Don't forget to hit the like button if you haven't done it yet. That would help me out a ton. You guys know the drill. Like, subscribe, notification bell, all that good stuff. I might have froze this workbook again. Look at that spinning rainbow joint. Oh, maybe not. We might be back in it. All right, let's save this auto-recovered workbook first. That'll probably help. Bang. Yeah, I mean, it's easier to guard Embiid with a small. If you're going to send two, you can get somebody in underneath him a little bit easier. All right, there we go. Now we can figure out what my exposures are. I'm fascinated to see this first game based on where the current ownership is. All right. So let's paste my lineups into my workbook, and let's get an idea of what we're playing for today. Oh, wow, I have way less than I had yesterday. That's interesting. Oh, and my laundry's done. I could hear my little jingle playing on my washing machine. All right, lineups are in. Let's click save. Boom. And boom. And I'm just going to take whatever I have right out of the gate. I'm not going to make the tweaks that I would normally make for the show. We got a lot of heavy exposure coming into some of these guys. Let's see what we've got. Here we go. My real exposures now. Let's look back at Philly. Not surprised. It's exactly what I was expecting. I have 4% of Kelly Oubre at 24% owned. I have 4% of Tobias Harris at 20% owned. And I have 1 share of Nick Batum. I don't have Embiid. I don't have Maxey. It does not look, at least as of right now, that I'm going to be getting to very much of the Philadelphia 76ers. On the Knicks side, very different. 40% owned OG Anunoby, I have 50%. 40% owned Jalen Brunson, I have 40%. 10% owned Miles McBride at 4,100, I have 48%. I think Miles McBride is under-owned for this situation with no Boyan now. I'm neutral on Hartenstein at 17% ownership. And then, surprise, surprise, I am under on Josh Hart. Again, I gave him 44 minutes. I have him projected for almost 40 fantasy points. I just think that 34% ownership is a little too high for 7,500. So I'm going to be light on Josh Hart's ownership. I'm basically light on Josh Hart every game. But give me all of the Ananobi, the Miles McBride, and the Jalen Brunson. And to a lesser extent, I'll take a bit of Isaiah Hartenstein. But I want the Knicks side of this game for sure, much more than I'm looking to get to the Philadelphia side. What do you guys think about the Knicks? Who are you guys trying to get to on the Knicks? I assume you guys like Josh Hart more than I do. Now, while you guys let me know how much you like the New York Knicks, I'll let you know what we've got going on for the rest of the day. 11 a.m., you get the MLB strategy show. Then you get MLB Live Before Lock at 5:30. No, sorry, that's 5 o'clock. Actually, I'm reading yesterday's schedule, but I assume it looks similar. Today's schedule, since it is not in the chat that I just tried to read, let's hope this is updated. MLB Strategy Show at 11, MLB Live Before Lock at 5 p.m., NBA Live Before Lock at 6 p.m., that'll be myself and Eric, and then Greg and I on playback at 7 p.m. Love me some OG, Hart, McBride, Ananobi, and Brunson. Never sleep on Dante. He's got to play, guys. And he could. They haven't loved using him yet this season. Or this series, rather. All right, let's go to Orlando and Cleveland. For Orlando. Pretty big fade for me. And I don't like that because I like Orlando in this game. Both of these teams are slow. They're both defensive. They're both not good offensively. We have 15% ownership coming into Paolo Banchero and Cole Anthony. We have 20% ownership coming into Franz Wagner and Wendell Carter Jr. And then we have around 10 for Isaac, Fultz, Mo Wagner, even a little bit to Harris and Suggs. It's not what I'm getting. I'm under the field on every single dude here, except for Markelle Fultz, and it's basically just with the field on Fultz. The most I have of anybody is 16% of Franz. I do think Franz looks like your best option here. 16% for me. He's 20% owned. I have him ranked 15th. Orlando just looks like a lot of filler. It's a lot of negative leverage. Negative leverage to Cole Anthony. Big negative leverage to Wendell Carter Jr. A little bit to Paolo. Franz actually looking like the best in our boom bust tool. 25% optimal, 20% owned. But nobody, like, look at this. 14, 10, 14, 11, 12, 10, 14. Those are all the optimal rates. It's just everybody chilling right around 10%, except for Franz, who's able to get up into the 20s. It's a tough time to get to Orlando. This Cleveland defense, like, they're not, this game's not fast. 201 total is rough. Cleveland and Orlando are both like top five defenses. It's hard for me to want to get to Orlando. It really is. I don't find Paolo Banchero to be very interesting here. Wendell Carter Jr. is probably overowned at 4,300 given his current offensive role. I think you just kind of want to scatter it. You're probably getting one Orlando dude in most of what you're building, but it doesn't really matter who it is. Whether that's Cole Anthony, Franz Wagner, Gary Harris, Isaac Fultz, Wagner, Banchero, Carter. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I really thought I would get a lot more of Franz Wagner because of that small forward spot. Gave him 39 minutes. Just not getting there. Just not enough. These guys are priced too efficiently now. What do you guys like from Orlando here? I don't see anybody jumping off the page. I mean, honestly, $3,300 Fultz. It really doesn't take much for him to pay that off. I mean, we're talking about any, like, if he gets to 20 fantasy points, you are stoked. That's a really nice price for Fultz now that he is actually like a part of this rotation. You have to assume he's going to be getting that sort of run again today. Not a damn thing. Paolo, Franz, definitely not Carter. I mean, you got like, can't trust Cole Anthony. It seems like the ownership is spot on here for Orlando, and no one here is confident in getting to anything from the Magic. I hate it, though, because I really just don't trust this Cleveland team. I don't have anything else to add for Orlando. I'm quite confident I'm going to be getting to some stuff from Cleveland. Yeah, let's talk Cleveland here. I have a lot. A lot. 30% ownership coming into Darius Garland. I have 56%. He's 6,100. They need to win this game. They don't want to be down 3-2. I went 36 minutes to Garland. I don't think that's all that crazy. That dude is underpriced for today. So give me Darius Garland. But I'm over the field on a 20% owned Donovan Mitchell. I'm over the field on a 16% owned Caris LeVert. I'm over the field on a 24% owned Jared Allen at 7K. A little bit under on Evan Mobley. I also took his under on Prize Picks. Quite a bit under on Max Strus. That I don't mind at all. Kind of a one-trick pony here. But I really like Cleveland. Look at that boom-bust tool. 25% optimal for Mitchell. 25 for Garland. 30 for Allen. 27 for Mobley. Another 15 for Strus. Another 20 for Caris LeVert. These guys look a lot better than the Magic side. A lot better. Arkathelza, I don't trust Cleveland because I think they're live to just give up. Like, if this goes south early, I don't like their body language. I don't think this team sticks around next year. Somebody's going to leave. Like, I think this could be the untimely end if it looks ugly early. Yeah, I think, Steven, I think you have to assume that Garland is going to play like normal regular season starter run today. I think 36 has to be where you go for him. And I don't like, that's not a huge, he could very easily play 40. Like, that's what you would want him to do. But 36 at 6,100? I mean, we're talking about needing like 35 plus fantasy points. That's really not all that crazy. I'm at 0.95 fantasy points per minute. Like, that's not a ridiculous range. I just want to get to Cleveland. Where do they rank in terms of teams for me? Right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are... Okay, so they're actually my fourth most exposed team. But I'm jamming Milwaukee. And then I basically have the same amount of the Knicks, the Cavs, and the Pacers. I love Cleveland. And it's the starters for sure, but obviously I like LeVert more than I like Strus. If those guys are going to be similarly owned, I think I prefer saving the $500 and going to LeVert. There's upside in LeVert's minutes for sure, whereas I think Strus is pretty well locked in and around that 34 to 36 range. But yeah, I mean, I have Garland fifth. I have Allen eighth. I have Mitchell, LeVert, and Mobley all in the top 20. I even have Okoro 20th, even though I'm not getting to him. But the Cleveland side looks a lot better than the Orlando side here. It's really not that close, and you can tell based on the ownership. Garland's the sneak, though, man. I guess he's not the sneak in that he's 30%. He's the highest owned guy on Cleveland, but I don't know how you get away from that price tag. I really don't. I also don't know how you get away from Sleeper, the presenting sponsor of this show. Get up to $500 on your first deposit. That is exactly what you guys should be taking advantage of. Deposit bonuses are the best thing going because it's the easiest way to make more money with zero risk. You put in $500, they'll match with $500. You play through that, you've got a much bigger bankroll. Stay at Sleeper if you like it after that. Build up a bigger bankroll. And leave Sleeper if you hate it with an increased bankroll. stay if you've been smashing. You can go either direction. They've got dynamic payouts on their cards. You can get up to 100x on a payout. It's a massive number, especially if you want to take a couple lottery ticket shots playing through some of your bonus. I love it here, trying to get to Sleeper. Whether it's Sleeper or any of the other Pick'em sites, Odd Shopper can help you out tremendously. We're always listing plays. They've got free squares on a constant basis that really helps keep your costs down. There's a link in the description of this video. Click it and sign up at Sleeper. Get up to $500 on that deposit. Yeah, that ownership won't come down. He'll be 30% owned all day. So nothing to worry about there. But, you know, do what you want to do. Let's go to the game. Let's go to the main event for today. That's going to be the Indiana Pacers. 4-point favorites in Milwaukee, 214 total. Obviously, for the Milwaukee side, it doesn't look like we're going to have Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard. Patrick Beverley is probable for the Pacers. Halliburton is questionable. Keep an eye on it. You assume he's playing, but you do want to watch that. Lots of ownership coming in here. No surprises. This is a spot where Indy plays a little bit faster than most. Neither one of these defenses are any good. This is an offense game. 35% ownership coming into Andrew Nembhard, Miles Turner, and TJ McConnell. We have 25 coming into Aaron Nesmith. And then we have another 20 to Siakam, 15 to Halliburton, and 10 to Obi Toppin. Now, I'm looking at it a little bit differently. I am jamming Aaron Nesmith as I usually do. I have him in for 38 minutes. He's 5,200. He's shooting guard, small forward. I think he's one of the better plays on the slate. And the flexibility is incredible. Shooting guard, small forward, guard, forward, and utility. You can put him anywhere. One of the easiest guys for me to roster. We are not as big of believers. I have him projected for quite a bit more fantasy points than we do. 0.74 fantasy points per minute in this matchup. I don't think that's a crazy stand. I'm also neutral to Andrew Nembhard, who's playing like 36 minutes a night. So he's in 40% of my lineups. Miles Turner looks like one of the best centers. I have him ranked sixth overall. He's in 30% of my stuff. The fade for me is TJ McConnell. He's 4,200. He's point guard only, 35% owned. I have 10. I am not interested in TJ McConnell at all. We have him with negative 13 leverage. Get away from it if you can. I think the scariest part for me right now, I don't have a single share of Pascal Siakam or Tyrese Halliburton. They are 20% and 15% owned, respectively. We have Siakam neutral in leverage. We actually have Halliburton under-owned. I actually have Halliburton two fantasy points below where we do, and I have Siakam a little bit over where we do. I don't love this. Oh, sorry, guys. There we go. Thanks, Jack Adams. Forgot I didn't switch it back. I bet Josh don't play 30% of Garland. Okay. Smart. Just a question. How are you jamming Nesmith and not getting to Embiid? Are you not getting Embiid because of Brunson? Probably. We'll see what I have after Milwaukee, and then we could take a bigger look at it. But this is a ton of ownership coming into Indy, and I'm cool with it. I'm neutral on Toppin. He's got the power forward eligibility. That helps now that he's the backup center. I'm very nervous about being light on Pascal. When I say light, I mean having zero of Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton in this spot. But I don't know if it's just, I think it's a little bit of price here for Siakam. I think it's a little bit of ownership. Because these guys aren't grading out well for me. I mean, I have Siakam ranked 38th. It's not good. Now, I have a ton of Milwaukee. I have more of Milwaukee than any other team. I have like 80% more Milwaukee than anybody else. Ron, is that necessary, though? Get yourself... what's 10% going to get me? I'm okay with it. There's something about it that's making my lineups more unique. I'm happy to get to Nesmith, to Nembhard, to Turner. Look, would I mind having a little Siakam or Halliburton? No, but I'm okay with it. It's just never going to feel comfortable. Look, at some point in time, you can't play every guy that's a payout. My problem is that I think Indy wins the game. And if they do, I always assume that Siakam and or Halliburton are going to have a pretty big role in it. But maybe Aaron Nesmith will just hit a bunch of threes. That would be helpful. I think Nesmith is very clearly the best guy you can get to for the Pacers. I think Nembhard and Turner are close. The value on Toppin is fine. I think the one main takeaway for Indy is that if Halliburton is 30%+ owned, that's a fade. The minutes aren't there. They're playing Nembhard more. You kind of need something to happen to Halliburton to really feel good about it. Obviously, McConnell's a great per-minute dude. I think your upside is limited at that ownership, and I think that's why you're seeing his optimal rate being so high. What do you guys like from the Pacers? Are you guys with me on some of this stuff? I assume you guys like Siakam and Halliburton a little bit more than I do. Where do you guys land on Nesmith? Yeah, Jack, I hope that happens. I hope he's diming up Aaron Nesmith and Andrew Nembhard like, whoa. The main thing for me is I just like having a lot of exposure here just in case something weird happens and I could swap around easier. Gene likes Nembhard and Nesmith. Andrew Hudson likes TJ. That makes me feel a little bit better after everything I've seen you say before. Double center Embiid in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, eh? That almost makes some sense. Yeah, you kind of got to get a lot of this. It's such a completely different environment than Philly, New York, and Orlando and Cleveland. All right, Ron's with Nesmith. Fade Nesmith. Ew, whoops. Ew, I don't like it. Hit that like button, guys, if you're here. 380 people in the door. Calvin Sanders likes TJ. You guys could live on that TJ island. I'm not going there. I think he plays less and less as games mean more and more. Don't fade Nesmith, folks. Fits too easily. Love the flexibility. Now we get to Milwaukee. Here it comes. 50% ownership coming into Bobby Portis. And for the first time all series, I'm actually playing Bobby Portis. 23% ownership coming into Brook Lopez. Hey, Arkathelza, this is why I'm not playing Joel Embiid. I have 78% of Brook Lopez. 30% ownership coming into Chris Middleton. I have 88. I have him as the number one play. I have Middleton first, Portis third, and Brook Lopez fourth. Give me every single bit of Milwaukee. I got to 26% of Malik Beasley. He's 23% owned. That terrifies me. He was awful in the previous game. I would not be surprised at all if they cut his minutes and give more to Connaughton or Green or Jackson. So that kind of scares me. Beverly's getting 12% ownership. I'm light there. I'm really nervous about his minutes. I also took his under on Prize Picks. If we look at the boom bust tool, we have Bobby Portis, 47% optimal, even with a little bit of negative leverage. That's massive. 30% optimal to Middleton. So neutral in leverage looks good. We have positive leverage to Connaughton, to Beverly, to Beasley. We have Brook Lopez, 20% optimal. I appear to be way higher on Lopez. I gave him two extra minutes. He's 6,200. I gave him 3.5 more fantasy points. But Bobby Portis, I don't know how you get away from him today. And I say that as someone who hasn't had him in a week. Calvin, what does Portis getting ejected from the last game have to do with him being done? Shooter, Miles Turner's in 40% of my lineups. I like him. I like him a lot. But apparently I'm going Lopez-Turner. And that works for me. I mean, Lopez and Turner usually looking for a little bit more from behind the arc. Not the biggest foul drawers in the world. Those two guys should be able to be out there for the minutes that they're looking for. We're going to get a lot of Andre Jackson, AJ Green questions. I don't have any of either one of them. We have Green for 16 minutes. We have Jackson for 16 minutes. We don't have optimal rates on either guy. I find them difficult to get to as of right now. I can see the path for it for sure. But I don't anticipate getting to Green and Jackson just yet. Maybe that changes later today. You know, if they can show up in the prop market and show me something that I don't have projected right now, but I don't anticipate getting to Green and Jackson. I'm just extra special jamming Portis, Lopez, Middleton. Yeah, I mean, showdown for those guys is a very different discussion than main slate. No way you're spending all your salary with all the good-priced Indy Milwaukee. Yeah, I probably am. I just like, I don't know how you don't want to get to as much of this game as possible, but like Middleton, 8,500 small forward only. I just see Middleton as like a significantly better play than like Pascal Siakam. Hard as hell to jam Portis, Turner, Lopez, Middleton, and Brunson. I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. I mean, let's think about those names and where I have them in my exposure. Middleton, Lopez, Portis, Turner, Brunson. That's five of my 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Five of my top 11 dudes. I have 30% of every single one of them, at least. That looks good to me. That looks good to me. Where do you guys land on Middleton today? It's definitely going to be a common build, though. That's for sure. Look, I get the Andre Jackson love. I certainly do. There are going to be minutes there. I wouldn't be surprised if I bump Green and Jackson a little bit more and get off of Malik Beasley, because I'm very nervous about Beasley's output here. If we pull this up, he's just so bad defensively. Beasley was minus 19 in 34 and a half minutes in that last game. And really, just because he scored 8 points in the end of a game that like wasn't all that close at that point. Otherwise, that could have looked a lot worse for Beasley. I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit more of Andre Jackson. So we'll see what that ends up looking like on Live Before Lock later tonight. So I'll take a quick look at all of my exposures for right now. This is where I stand to start the day. As much as I can get of Middleton, Lopez, and Nesmith, Garland, Anunoby, and Portis all north of 50%, and then McBride, Nembhard, Brunson all in the 40s. If we want to take a quick peek at what my number one lineup was coming out of the Sims, that was Darius Garland, Miles McBride, Aaron Nesmith, Portis, Hartenstein, Mitchell, Middleton, Nembhard. So nobody from the Magic. Nobody from the Sixers. Garland's doing a lot of work there for me. I think this is a really fun slate. What do you guys, let's sum it up. Who are the best plays for today's slate before we get out of here? Where you guys want to be? Who are you looking at as your core options for today? Mitchell. I get it. Turner. I definitely get that one. Embiid. Yeah, I don't see that one. Pascal, hope not. Siakam, hope not. Embiid, hope not. Definitely hoping a lot of chat doesn't do well today. Isaac, yeah, that's not happening. Garland is hot garbage. I don't appreciate that. Yeah, don't want Maxi to succeed. Turner Nesmith, Gene, there we go. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Any final questions before we get out of here? MLB strategy show coming up next. Gabriel, I took his under on Prize Picks. He's fine in DFS. Yeah, Stephen Leibowitz, that's a good piece to talk about. Before we duck out, Precious Achiuwa is 3,700 power forward center eligible. He will look like an okay value play. He'll be someone in that 15% range that you probably want to get to if Mitchell Robinson ends up out again. All righty, folks. That's going to do it. Shout out to Sleeper for being the sponsor. MLB Strategy Show coming up next. Sign up for Odd Shopper. Sign up for Sims. Whatever you're looking for. Links in the description. Good luck tonight, everybody. I'll see you on NBA Live Before Lock tonight at 6 p.m. Peace.